to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we were talking recently, and you were saying that you had taken a couple weeks off of pickleball, and then you went back into play, and you said your calves were killing you. And I thought it was so funny. I was like, oh my God, we got to talk about this on the podcast, because you're the bouncing lady, right? You are everything Stairmaster drills, right? And I thought it was so powerful that you had, you know, this calf pain. So can you talk about that and talk about like what that means for me as a runner and as one of your students? Like yes. Why that's so profound?
Well, and it's funny. Well, first of all, it wasn't pain. It was just soreness. And that, yeah. and this is a big thing to talk about because, yes, I run all the time. I bounce. I do drills. And what it made me realize is unless I'm, and it's so funny, y'all know I'm old, I'm playing pickleball. it's really good, by the way. The reason I like it, I really like it for the hand-eye coordination. That's, I think, yeah. probably my favorite part of pickleball. Anyway, there's a lot of side-to-side movement. And I played with only two people, and you're supposed to have four people. So I, being the, and this is good because you mentioned fitness. So I want to talk a little bit about that. So I played with two ladies that are better skilled than me. Like they're better at hitting the ball with the bat, with the whatever, the racket. However, their foot movement's terrible. And what I mean by that is, I can actually go side to side, like, cause I practiced that, but I thought I don't practice it enough because I stayed as the single person. So I had to do the most running forward and back and side to side. And it's really quick and choppy. Like you're stopping, you're not just running. You take like three steps or two steps or, you know, it's really, and it can get pretty intensive. So what it made me realize is that when I play consistently and I'm doing that movement all the time, I don't even pay attention. I don't even feel anything. But I had not played for 2 weeks. So I played for a solid hour, spending an hour going side to side, front and back, you know, diagonal.
Yeah.
my calves were, they were excited. they got a lot of work. And so it made me realize self, Valerie, especially when you're not playing, you need to make sure to incorporate some more side-to-side movement, some more drills for yourself. And this is important because, you know, as a runner, what direction? You're just going in the same direction all the time, right? We don't do a lot of side-to-side. So we encourage people, like I know I do, to do a little bit of side-to-side work. We have some drills, of course, that we do. But the reality is unless you're really moving side-to-side, those specific muscles are not getting activated or used. So then all of a sudden you're like, hey guys, wake up for an hour and a half. So they're going to be really sore, right?
Right, right.
And yes, it's funny because then that goes into fitness. Well, gosh, Valerie, aren't you fit? Why are you getting sore? And so you realize like muscle fatigue has nothing to do with fitness.
Right.
You know, like I don't, for example, I don't get to go hiking very often. I wish I did. I just don't. So when I do get the opportunity, boy, like, and I'm sure there's a people that are listening that can appreciate this. Like we got to go to Utah recently. It was fantastic. I mean, it was beautiful.
Right. Well,
it was 9,000 feet. It's some of the highest altitude I've been in. And boy, we hiked a lot and I ran where I could. And all of us at the end of the day were like, wow, I'm feeling different muscles. Well, cause I've not, don't normally hike for 5 hours a day in altitude in Utah in the mountains. So it had nothing to do with my fitness. It had everything to do with movements that I do often. And the reason we were bringing that up is because sometimes people will come back to us and say, hey, I'm sore here. This hurts here. And then they'll say, what was I doing in my run? And then we'll say, because I always ask for a video, but also I'll say, well, what else have you been doing? And that same person will be like, oh, you know, I spent 4 hours painting, or, you know, painting my ceilings and walls, and my shoulders and neck are so tight. What was I doing in my run?
You know, that's what, I do that all the time.
So, but that's kind of the fun thing of being in our community, is that we're going to ask you all those questions. Like, we're interested, not just in that, you know, we don't want to blame everything on the running. Let's make sure that you're not doing other things, you know, that are, that could be causing something to, I guess, disturb your run is a good way to say it, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So when it comes to, really quickly, I just kind of want to, you mentioned this and I want to bring it up. We have other podcasts about the topic between soreness and injury. Right.
And this
just take about 5 minutes just to kind of make sure that wrap that up so that we know what is the difference and when is it a point that it's like, oh, maybe I did do something I shouldn't have done.
Right. And this is a really good conversation real quick, because I told Caroline, we're having a clinic this weekend, and some people are coming that have been through the membership. Like, they came last year. They already have been through all this. So their feet are so strong. People that have been with me for a long time, they've been with us for a while. You guys don't even realize, but we give so much footwork that your feet get strong, your ligaments and tendons get strong, your muscle elasticity develops. Like, it's amazing. But in the beginning, it's not there yet. And so we used, for years and years, just so you know, for years and years, people would come and take a run clinic. And you know, I teach Poe's method of running. And they would take the clinic and they'd be so excited, because inside of the clinic, when you're there, and we help you feel it and you get to experience the running and the movement, and we take a video, you get to see a gait analysis of your before and your after. Well, what would happen is we would start getting reach outs like 2 to 3 days after the clinic. And they would be like, oh my God, I can't walk. What did you do to me? Like, my calves are just so sore. Like, oh my gosh, what just happened? And we would have to say, well, you spent about 6 to 8 hours hopping and learning a new movement, right? So all of a sudden your calves are responding to it, because you haven't been running using muscle elasticity. You haven't been running, pulling your foot up. You've been doing different movements and probably using your hip flexor and your quad rather than your hamstring and your, you know, so your body is responding, just as if you went hiking for 5 hours and then you normally don't go hiking for 5 hours. Well, you also normally don't hop around for 5 hours. So it's a very intensive way of learning. So they would be like, oh, never mind, I don't want to do this running thing. It makes my calves hurt. So then people would say, oh, I tried her running thing and my calves hurt. And I'd be like, yeah, but while you were there, you were loving, you know?
Yeah.
So that the reality, because there's a reality that when you're learning something new, you're going to move differently. You're going to use different muscles. It's going to feel different. You're going to be sore, but you're not injured. And that's important, right? So how do I know I'm not injured? Well, there's different ways that we help you with that. But I always say, if you can walk around a little bit and you can do a few pulls in place and you can feel okay doing it, you're not sore. But if you have intense calf soreness, here's the stretches you need to do. We have like 3 or 4 really good, you know, roll your calf, stretch your calf, all the stuff you need to do. And honestly, it should go away within the first week. And so we really spend a lot of time, for us, just in the first week of the learning past the clinic. Because in the clinic, I talk about it. I repeat it all the time. I'm like, your calves are going to be sore. Don't yell at me. But here's what you're going to do. But here's what you need to do. One, to warm up your feet and ankles and calves. And second, how to recover. So if you keep doing the warm up and the recovery, I promise they'll stop hurting. And then then if I know it might be happening, if I know I'm going to feel a little soreness, then I'm not as scared of it. Right.
Absolutely.
Rather than I say nothing. No, no, you'll be pain-free running. I promise. You'll be running pain-free, and you leave and 2 days later, you can't walk. Your calves are so sore. See what I mean?
Right.
But this is, by the way, also the beauty of the internet, is that at least that's kind of why I started making the videos, guys, all those years ago. This, because people would leave and one, they forget everything I told them. And second, they would just say, my calves hurt. So I was like, I have to, you know, like, I really have to address both things.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So guys, if you like this podcast and you want to ask some more questions to us, reach out to us at support@runrx.it. That's support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at runrx.fit. And we would love to hear from you and we'll answer it on the podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.